Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, when it comes to knowing what's going on in the NFL, this guy is one of the best. He is John Clayton. He's a contributor for the Washington Post. You may remember him from his national television days, and you can also hear him on the radio in Seattle. John, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Hi, John. Thank you.
All right, so, John, we're a little worried about our quarterback here in Cleveland right now, especially knowing what the way Baker played on Sunday and, you know, now moving forward with a big game out in L.A. this week. What are you hearing out of Browns camp, and what do you think about this injury now for Baker Mayfield?
You got to be worried because, again, it's like you're still talking about something that's going to affect his throwing and all that stuff, and I know it's not on his right arm and all that stuff, but I think in the end that I think it's very dangerous, and you're worried how long he can last doing what he's doing. And if that's going to be the case, this could be very tough because they may have to go to the backup here anytime soon. And if that could affect their chances of going to win the division and their chances of being a playoff team.
John, the Browns have the number one running game in the NFL. Can you win big time in the NFL being a really dominant run team in this day and age?
You can win. It's just a matter, I don't know if you can go to the Super Bowl, because it's a quarterback-driven league and everything still gears around the quarterback. But, again, you can see that you can get to the playoffs. I mean, look at Tennessee last year with Derrick Henry. I mean, you can see that the improved running game. And that's one thing I think that Kevin Stefanski's done such a good job of doing, is that he came in, he established a run. The run makes it easier for the quarterback. That's good. But again, it's like, that's good enough to get you someplace. But the question is, how far can you advance unless you get the great play from the quarterback position?
What have you thought about the defense the last 2 weeks, especially early on? You know, the first two games of the season, people were like, ooh, what's going on with this D? And then, the Bears game was phenomenal. And last week, you hold Minnesota to a touchdown. So the Browns defense has kind of turned the corner.
No question. I mean, you look league-wide, and offenses have been ahead of the defenses, and that's because you got mobile quarterbacks, you got defenses. In a lot of cases, the starters hadn't been on the field, you know, all season. You know, at least in the preseason. And so what ends up happening is that they go out there and, can they play 65 plays and be totally effective? But I think now you're starting to see some of the defenses starting to come back. But you look league-wide, and I think I looked at the stats last week, and 8 of the 10 teams that were in the top 10 on defense in 2020, you know, were not in the top 10 as far as their abilities to play defense. I mean, again, you look at the numbers, and because, you know, whether it's Kansas City, you know, you look at a big drop off with the Rams and all that stuff. So it's a little bit, you know, it's tough right now with the defense, but now the fact that, you know, we're a month into things, the defense is starting to get better, and certainly the Browns defense is getting better.
John, we've seen teams around the NFL, I think, surprisingly move on from high draft choices at quarterback. You know, the Bears with Mitch Trubisky, the Eagles, Carson Wentz, they're not alone there. Jared Goff, obviously. If you're the Browns, are you sold on your guy, or are you still keeping your eyes wide open here?
I think you're keeping your eyes wide open because right now what you're looking at is you really question, you know, the way he is. And, you know, it's kind of, you could say, average. And if he's going to be average, it's not like you're going to give him $40 million a year. I mean, you might take the tack that, okay, let's do it year by year, where you do the fifth-year extension, you do the franchise tag, those different things. I mean, you have control over the quarterback, and certainly he's a talented enough quarterback that you want to have control. But I don't know right now if he's put himself in a position to get a long-term deal.
What are your thoughts on Kevin Stefanski, John? Because, you know, yeah, because we're in this boat now where we're going like chicken and egg kind of thing with, okay, you've got a quarterback who's a little bit hurt, and where are we with Kevin and what he was able to do last year and how he can grow as a coach moving forward? Because I'm really, this is the first kind of like, I've got to keep an eye on my quarterback situation that he's running into.
I think he's great. I think what you can see is that he comes in with a plan. The plan certainly has worked. I mean, the fact that he has been able to establish the run. I mean, you know, they've been able to give him a talented team. And now it's a matter of growing with that team. So I think right now, and again, he was, you know, what the coach of the year last year. And I think what you're looking at is that this guy's a good coach. And the fact that as a young coach, because look at all the, you know, you got seven coaches that came into the league new this year. I mean, how many of them other than, you know, Brandon Staley are going to be able to go to the playoffs? Not many. Stefanski came in and they went to the playoffs.
John Clayton's joining us. John, the AFC North looks like it's as jumbled as we thought it might be. Is there one team that you like more than the others in the division?
I mean, I still lean toward Cleveland just because, again, they got the good defense. They got the good running game. As long as they can keep Baker Mayfield reasonably healthy, I think they can be fine. And you look at Baltimore, and I'm just amazed that Baltimore can be 3-1, losing their top three running backs, two offensive linemen, you know, Marcus Peters at cornerback, you know, not having Nick Boyle and being able to do that. The fact that John Harbaugh's been able to keep that team in there, obviously Pittsburgh's down major right now. You know, I'm not totally sold on Cincinnati. You know, sure, they can beat Jacksonville and do all those different things, but, I mean, they're still in the rebuilding phase. But I think right now the top two teams in a division are Cleveland and Baltimore.
Hey, John, I'm just curious, what's your state of the league right now? I mean, they're off to a pretty hot start. You know, everything seems to be going forward. Everything seems to be going right, especially after last year and, you know, percolation talk about expansion again, all those things. So just kind of give me your state of the league.
And the league's in great shape. I mean, it's a different league right now because of the fact you had – so many teams skip out and not play players in the preseason. Like 591 players didn't play in the preseason. But what you're looking at is that you got a lot of close games, more so than you've ever seen before. I mean, home field advantage hasn't been established because right now road teams have an edge over home teams as far as wins. You also have, you know, defenses not as caught up on offenses. A lot of comebacks in games, and then ratings are up 17%. Can it get any better?
I think about the especially, and then you're moving a playoff game to Monday night too. Expansion is probably the only thing that can make it better, right? Are you hearing anything on that? Because we've heard some rumblings.
Nah, there's not going to be any expansion.
None.
I mean, it's like the league likes 32 teams. They're not going to go beyond 32 teams. And if so, if you're going to go beyond 32 teams, where are you going to move to? I mean, again, I'm against the idea of putting a team overseas. There's too many problems with that. But expansion, no.
John, is Urban Meyer the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars at the end of the year?
Oh, I mean, it's the worst I've seen. I mean, again, I anticipate it being bad. I didn't anticipate it being this bad. But again, you know, if you go back to like 2000, and I think there's been nine coaches that are hired out of college that have no NFL experience. And the only one that had a winning record was Chip Kelly, and I wouldn't consider him to be good. I mean, but you look at Urban Meyer, and he is the absolute worst right now. I mean, what, Black Lives Matter in this league is so important. He hires a assistant coach that had got fired for racial comments. That was bad. He brings in Tim Tebow. That was stupid. Then you look at the fact that the offense doesn't jive, all those different things. and then he stays in Cincinnati. He doesn't fly back with the team. Name me a coach that doesn't fly back with a team so they can work on studying the last game and getting ready for next week. No, he has to get a lap dance in Cincinnati. Please.
John, that other than the dance, that's what I thought too. I mean, you're usually back in the facility sometime the next day looking at stuff on after a Thursday, and then you send the guys out for a couple of days,
but
right?
If you think about it this way too, though, who does that? Like, John, you brought up a great point. Who does that? College coaches do that.
Yeah.
They may not go back with their team because they want to go recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great point, John.
Yeah, terrible. I mean, it's like, he'll survive this week, and we'll see if he can get to next week. I don't know if he can. I mean, all I know is that the only thing that keeps him there is the fact he's got a guaranteed contract. Now, the moral clauses in that contract, he's probably violated. Maybe they can get out of it, but I just can't see him staying there this entire season.
That's a weird situation, John. There's no question about that. The rookie quarterback stepping in, Trevor Lawrence has had those issues. Zach Wilson just had a big game. Trey Lance maybe gets a shot. It seems like these young guys are coming into the league, John. They're getting right into it. And for the most part, the last couple of years, doing a pretty nice job. Is it the pro game or is it the prep they're getting at the college level in these pass-happy offenses?
Well, the college level does help because, even at the high school level, because they've been passing since high school. But the problem is they're rushing these guys. And really, when you think about it, so many of these quarterbacks have come in. And what I compare it to is the NBA. Because, they've been in the transport portal. They may only have 1 year of starting experience. They're coming in as one and done. And so you've seen so many failures now. Guys that come in, they start their rookie year. They don't do great. They're a little bit better the second year. They're not good the third year. And the next thing you know, they're gone. I mean, you can go from Sam Darnold. You can go through the whole list of guys. We'll see what happens with, Daniel Jones. Drew Locke and all these different things. But what you look at is they're almost like NBA one and dones, and that does not work as well because once you get to the third year and if the quarterback's not working, you get rid of them.
John, the IR rule that was put in place for COVID where instead of, you're on the IR, you're done for the year, now you're getting like a three-game kind of like a baseball disabled list. Do you like it?
I love it. Yeah, because, again, it gives you flexibility on the roster. And, again, I mean, you can see there's so many things, particularly with the roster now in the pandemic, because, what ends up happening, if you have to put the guy down for the season, who are you going to get to be able to replace him? Like, for example, if you go for an unvaccinated guy, it takes you 5 days to get him in the building because he's unvaccinated. And so it's like, there's limitations to what you're able to do. So with the 16-man practice squad, the quick ability to get somebody back from IR, I think it's a great thing. I hope it's something they can continue.
John, give me a last thought on Baker Mayfield. If you're Andrew Berry in the Browns, all right, you have him for two more years. You could franchise him.
My opinion is franchise, maybe 50-year option, franchise tag. Simple as that. You need more time.
Yeah.
All right. My last question is just this one: why only a future sixth rounder for Gilmore?
Because. Big salary. I mean, the way things are working in this league right now is that if you get a big salary in a year where you're down 8% as far as the cap at 182.5, it's hard to be able to get value for any kind of a player. Now, again, if they made some kind of a trade with New Orleans, way back at the beginning of the season, they might have got something big. They didn't do it. And now here it is. You're 5 weeks into the season. And, he's still on the PUP list. He's going to be out for a couple of weeks, and he's making $15 million a year. I mean, you have to then just kind of dump him for a low salary.
John, as always, we love talking to you. Thank you so much. You're a friend of the show, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
all right, John.
John
Clayton, Washington Post NFL contributing columnist. You can also hear him on the radio in Seattle as well. And he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.